Usually, I'm the one standing on the sidelines. I'm the onlooker, standing somewhere in between the credentialed reporters and the crowds, looking on enviously. And why not? I'm a nobody in this business. Small fry or smaller than that. I'm not affiliated with any giant media conglomerate, and I have zero reputation to speak of. Today, I walk past them all. I do it. I glance over my shoulder and it feels like everyone on the street is looking at me. I'm getting more than a few strange looks from the established media personnel huddled outside the house. Print, TV, podcasters. I don't want to look smug, yet I'm desperate to wave. Holy shit, there's a thrill at being here, I admit it. But I can't help thinking about the other 8 million children who are reported missing around the world every year. I wonder how many of them vanish without a trace, without all this. In we go. The curtains are drawn in the living room, blinds pulled down. Gloomy ambience prevails in Castle Drummond, with floor and table lamps turned on everywhere. Oh my God, it feels like I'm making a big entrance. There they are, the Drummonds. I see her, the one that everyone wants to see. Margot, Sophie says, standing up off the couch. She looks fabulous in a cream sweater and jeans combo that shows off her Amazonian figure. God, I hate her. She'd look perfect in a bin bag. Oh, it's great to see you. We embrace. Her grip is strong. You too, I say, giving her a squeeze, and then I whisper in her ear. Thanks for this. You should have seen their faces out there. We break off the embrace and she winks at me. Her eyes are clear, thank God. Sometimes Sophie can be a little foggy. Not today. It's her. It's Darcy. She might be 17, but there are dark circles under her eyes. I can't even begin to imagine what she's been through. I think about the girl in the famous photograph, about the DNA test, the pink t-shirt, the clothes and teddy bear, about the Burtons and what must have happened inside that house a few weeks ago. I was wrong. I'll bet most of the world was wrong too. It's not a hoax, and she's not an imposter. She came back.